The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I'm really happy to be here with you this week in now sunny Whakatū. I have a guest with me on Zoom. They are playing a show here in just under 2 weeks' time. So have a listen to It's All by Jasmine Mary, and then after we've played this, we'll be speaking live with them.
You say it's all made up. You say it's all.
This is the beautiful It's All by Jasmine Mary. I'm really lucky to have them in a Zoom live with me right now. Kia ora, Jasmine.
Kia ora.
I would love for you to introduce yourself to us.
Sure. My name's Jasmine Mary. I'm from Gippsland, Australia, currently living in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. I'm a noir folk artist. What do I want to tell you today? Oh, I just feel very deeply about it all. Yeah.
I'm really pleased that I'm not alone in having big feelings.
Absolutely not.
So I hear that you are coming to Whakatū very shortly.
Yeah, doing a duo summer tour. So with my friend Louisa Nicklin, who is playing in the duo with me and actually opening a lot of the shows. Yeah. So very lucky to have her in my band and very lucky to get to see her open the shows. She'll be playing solo sort of. What genre is she? Like kind of awesome indie rock, very beautiful songwriting.
Excellent. I have enjoyed Louise's music in the past.
Yeah.
And it only just occurred to me that I can play her music on the show when I saw one of your posts recently.
Yeah.
I'm a bit slow on the uptake sometimes.
Hey, look, it's ever changing. It's never changing.
And you are playing at Whakatū Arts in Action, aka WA Club, on the 25th of November. And it is going to be a really beautiful show. We're starting to get some warmer days here, so it'll be nice to throw the doors open, hang out in the courtyard, go and hear your music.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward. I've never been to the space before, so I'm really looking forward to coming. And it's been really fun. Fun maybe isn't the all-encompassing word of the experience, but it's been really good and interesting and working out how we're going to play these songs as a duo. And that's really nice. There'll still be all the bits, some saxophone and drum machine, and figuring out how all that comes together has been really inspiring, actually.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to see you play at St. Peter's on Willis Street as part of the Great Sounds Great. That was just such an environment for the kind of music that you make.
Yeah, I think churches, I need to be playing in churches all the time.
There's one for sale down the road. So if people want to like...
And lucky for me, I do music, which is a wildly profitable business.
I was just going to say, go fund me.
Why buy the church when I could buy the whole town?
Hey! And your album, I Want to Rock and Roll, has been out since June?
Yeah.
And is there a sort of an overarching theme to the album or a feeling you had in mind?
Well, I think it's always the same themes, but maybe with different and deeper understandings. It's sort of always grief and connection and love with some elements of figuring out addiction in there. And I think it's always that. It's just always different, maybe different angles and understandings of that, you know?
Time, eh?
Yeah. Like I'm not sure I can make music that isn't just those themes. Yeah. But it's funny you say June, which is not that long ago at all, and I'm already being very, very hard on myself and thinking I need to make another one. I'm like, that was only a few months ago.
People have really big gaps now.
Yeah.
Like Robin, 7 years.
That's too many years.
I mean, selfishly, I think so. But, but you know, I understand.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to you about queerness and how queerness shapes the way you make music. I suppose you don't really... This is always the thing. I ask that question and then I think, well, you don't know any other way of being, but does it shape what you make and how you make it?
I think I do know another way of being because I think most of us grew up...
True.
Not being able to sort of understand that part of ourselves for whatever that looked like for us. So I just think being queer is so romantic.
Me too.
I think it's really romantic and I think I've actually, and I only know how to vaguely answer this because I've been asked something like this before and was able to think about it, like what does it actually mean? Especially because when I listen to something like my music, which is, I guess, folk adjacent, we normally identify queer music as like club music or a party music, and that's kind of what it's needed to be for a long time, to create party music for people to get together and have a space to celebrate and be safe. And that's changed because now the world is a safer place for everyone. So now for me, being queer and making art is more about the fact that I've never been able to fit into all of these really rigid boxes. And then now seeing that as a really beautiful privilege, actually. Like I wasn't allowed to participate in these things, so now there's no rules for me and I feel a lot more freedom in that to create whatever. And like I said, it's a very romantic experience. I think the queerness of nature and the whole world and sort of just seeing the wacky inspiration of all of that informs what I do. Yeah.
Thank you. I love that answer. It seems to just be a theme in the conversations that I have been having on this show. I spoke with Samara Alofa, who talked about it in the sense that of queerness as resistance and not just being a sexuality as being a way of life and a way of existing in the world. So it really does seem to be such a huge theme in music in Aotearoa that with the queer people that I keep talking to.
Yeah, definitely. And it is resistance. And then I think I'm enjoying maybe this part of my personal experience or my identity of like, what does it look like when you have to resist and then you're able to? What's in that space?
Yeah.
And that's an amazing place to be informed on what it looks like to have that strength and resistance and all of that. But then what's after that is really exciting too, I think.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of queerness, I really would love to play a song recommended by you. And I asked you earlier, when I say queer anthem, what comes to mind?
Oh, yeah. What song did I say? I said
you picked Womb.
One is always hitting somewhere, yeah. And again, that's what I think when I think queer anthem. I think like heartbreaking, sparkly, expansive.
It is a romantic song.
Yeah, just beautiful, you know.
Yeah. Shall we take a listen to it?
Absolutely.
Excellent. That was Womb with One Is Always Heading Somewhere. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. That track was the pick of Jasmine Mary, who I am lucky enough to have on a Zoom call with me. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.
Really, really appreciate it. You can catch Jasmine at WA on November the 25th. Tickets are on sale through Under the Radar. And I am going to play a couple of tracks in a row from Jasmine's latest album. This is June.
It's always June. When I lose, when I lose. Something about the cold. Maybe I invite it. Something about the day.
I'm not afraid to
Jasmine Mary with I Want to Rock and Roll. You can catch them at WAAA on November 25th. Tickets through Under the Radar. Please come along and sway with me. You are listening to Loud and Queer. My name's Joe. I have a couple of new tracks for you now. This is a cover of I See a Darkness, and it is by Anna Colvey and Perfume Genius.
Well, you're my friend.
It's what you taught me.
And can you see
what's inside of me?
Many times we've been out drinking. Many times we shared our thoughts.
Do you ever notice
the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love. Can you see this opposition rising up sometimes?
Do
And you're listening to Loud and Queer.
Oh,
brand new one, came out last week from Charlotte Day Wilson. It is called Selfish. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Before that, you heard a cover of I See a Darkness from Anna Culvey and Perfume Genius. Thea has a brand new album. It has just been released, and she's been back home and playing live from outside, flying out and things like that. Very exciting. I've got a couple of tracks from the album now. It's called Girl in a Savage World. I'm going to play Holy War, followed by Hoki Whenua Mai, Return the Land.
Is it often
Why should we go more?
Hoki Whenua Mai, Return the Land by Thea off of brand new album called Girl in a Savage World. Before that, I played Thea's Holy War, also off the same album. You can get that right now. It has been released. Speaking of just been released, I have a few new songs for you. I've got Gut Health, who have just been announced to play at Cuba Dupa next year. They are a NAM band, NAM Melbourne. And I've got a brand new one from Screensaver's album that just got released last week. It is awesome. They are also a band from NAM. And then I've got a brand new one from Pansy, who you may remember I played a couple of weeks back. But first up, Beat to Beat by Gut Health.
Oh, God.
That was Pansy with I'm Coming, brand new EP from her called Skin Graft. Before that, you heard Screensaver with Upstream and Gut Health with Beach to Beach. Thank you so much for listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM today. I look forward to seeing you all swaying gently at Wah on the 25th of November for Jasmine Mary. As always, if you want to get in touch, send me a song or tell me about some queer music that you like, please email me loudandqueerjoe@gmail.com or head to my website loudandqueer.nz. I'm also on Instagram and there's a link from the website there. I would really love to hear from you. This is community radio and I want the community involved in this as much as I can. I always like to end the show with music from queer icons, and I've got a Sinead O'Connor track. It's an early Sinead. It's called I Want Your Hands On Me. I look forward to being back here, playing you some more songs in a couple of weeks' time. Ka kite. You know I know.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.